All right, welcome in, everybody. Sorry for the late arrival. Flooding up here in Northern California has been substantial. But I made it, thanks to AAA. Penguins on the move, if you've been following this one on Speedio. It's 56-39 as we have 2:34 to go in the third period. The Penguins playing some great ball. Last time these two teams met on December 15th, the Penguins were victorious, 75-68. And we're just going to switch on the radio station for everybody checking it out worldwide. And then we are going to go the distance on this one. You are listening to Penguin Radio, everybody, worldwide here at Dominican University of California. And now we should be good. Yeah. All right. Well, we're at a media timeout, and you're listening to Penguin Radio worldwide. Finally in place. Been looking so forward to this game. And as it turns out, on my way here at about 11:45 a.m., wouldn't you know, for the first time in my life, I drove into a puddle that was too deep, and I got stalled, and it took the cops, and it took the fire engines, and finally AAA fished me out and towed my car back home, and my wife dropped me off. And here I am, thankfully, nowhere I'd rather be, the 3rd of January, 2026, and the Penguins taking on the Golden Eagles from Concordia Irvine in a 56-39 game. Happy you're with us, and I'm really happy to be here. Here we go, back underway, and the Penguins are on the move. On defense, I should say, the Golden Eagles on the move, attacking the southern rim here at the Conlin Center, where athletics director is Amy Hankelman. Penguins back on defense, as mentioned. Allison Shoemate out on the right side, tries to heave it across the court on the near side and is fouled on the play. John Griffin is our overhead announcer, as most of you know. When you get here to the Conlin Center, you hear the golden tones of good old John Griffin. All right. Alyssa Alvarado has it off to my right as the Penguins here in the second half are attacking that northern hoop. Alvarado lost the handle and then fouled trying to get back to it. So Alvarado, with that foul, picks up her first personal. She does have 9 points, 1:56 to go in the third period, and the Penguins lead it by 17 points. Cameron Kiernan will bring it in off the end line, and the Penguins keep up that full court pressure big time. Four in the back, and the Golden Eagles get it in and work it. Oh, to midcourt. For a moment, I thought that Kiernan had traveled with it. Canavella at midcourt between the circles. Goes left side. Three ball Kiernan. Way out on the left wing, no. Rebound taken by Vella. The 5'4 junior out of Tustin. T-Town, California. Penguins back on defense. Late in the third period. Right side with the runner. Kiernan, baseline, off the window, and good. Penguins 56, Golden Eagles 41 after that score. As mentioned, Penguins lost just a couple of weeks ago. That was away at Concordia in that 75-68 game, and the turnaround jumper from Isabel Crosswhite just inside the free throw line. She gets it to fall, 58-41. 40 seconds to go in the third period. Elena Klemp, brings it, now kicks it right side, over to Kiernan. Good ball control, down low, Allison Shoemate, and a jump ball under the southern bucket. Just trying to settle in here. After a pretty eventful morning. Nothing like DU basketball to calm things down. Quick up and in, and a brilliant play. Cadence Tarrant, a sophomore out of Yucca Valley, California, receives the pass off the end line, right under the bucket, and without a dribble, off the glass and good. On the play, the Penguins, Janiyah Sawyer with her third personal foul, 27.7 seconds to go, and the free throw is good from Tarrant. Completes the three-point play, and she will take a break. Genesis Hopkins out of Seattle, a sophomore, has taken the place of Tarrant, and with 24.9 seconds to go in the third, a foul. Fouls committed by Hannah Vella. Sawyer on the line for two. And the first one is perfect. Sawyer on the night, 3 for 5. On the way, makes them both. Oh, what a great season she's having. Absolutely. First year with Lacoste, and she has turned into an absolute team leader on and off the court. Penguins on D. Vella in between the circles, way out on the right side. 15 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Concordia want to get that last shot off before the buzzer. Now the dribble drive right side. Vella, good foot control. Over to Kiernan, top of the key. Shoots the three. Left side on the buzzer. And that does not go. Three in the books. Penguins lead it 60-44. When we come back, fourth quarter action right here at DU. All right, what a big turnaround from the last time these two squads met. Concordia averaging 67.6 points per game coming into today's action. And the Penguins at 68.4, so, 74.5, 68.4 off the free throw line are the Dominicans, which is very respectable indeed. Turnaround, sky hook, Sawyer from the middle of the lane, 62-44. Penguins continue to pour it on here now in the fourth quarter. Stolen away by Kaylin Buchanan. She heaves it across left side. One dribble off the window and good for two. And the Penguins on the steal and score by Sawyer. Another perfect assist by the veteran, Kaylin Buchanan. Penguins now on defense. Shot on goal. Close range. Far side, Allison Shoemate. A little short. The Penguins work it to the other end. Aaron Bright dumps it off to Sawyer, and at the last second, a little short on the layup from the left side. 9 minutes to go in the ballgame, 64-44. Ball goes out off the end line. Back into the game for the Golden Eagles is Cadence Tarrant. And now the referees here at Media Row just want a clarification. They're not going to the instant replay yet. Okay. Whatever she asked was answered. And we're back underway. Asia Darkyle on the inbounds. Top of the key, Darkyle. She takes it off the glass a little bit deep off the back iron. Rebound, Maya Collins. And a whistle on the play. And it may be on the Dominicans. Yes, it is. In fact, it's on Aaron Bright. Bright, a first-year Dominican here with Lacoste. And she's absolutely a bright spot. Put it that way. She's been playing very hard and racking up a ton of points. Plays very hard. So once in a while with the foul, as that last one. Can't knock a player for playing hard. She was going for that rebound. Now the Penguins force a turnover. And a 20-point lead with 8.5 to go in the game. Dominican to Bright. Uh-oh. Now the pass to the top of the key from Bright to Sawyer. Just lost the handle. Rebound Buchanan on the far end. Quick transition by the Concordias. Bright fights for it. Lowers the shoulder. Bodies in and picks up a foul. She'll go to the line for two. Tarrant picks up her second personal. Bright back to the line. First trip tonight. Back iron and back at her. Just a little bit deep with 8:21 left in the ball game. Second one is wide left. Rebound by Kayla Kabakong. And she holds on to it between the circles against Buchanan Kabakong. Backs out, left elbow, heaves it off to Kiernan. Big three ball, no. Rebound cross white. Bright will bring it up. Oh, what a great pass up court from Aaron Bright. Just really a bullet. Now between the circles, Bright working the point for Dominican. Now Buchanan. That's a good 1-2 punch. Over to Sawyer, down low, cross white. In the restricted area, went out of bounds off of cross white. Lisa Bell, the 5'9 senior out of Fortuna. So Bright and cross white both with tremendous seasons, getting a lot of minutes. Kabakong will bring it up. 7:40 to go. Fourth quarter here at Dominican. High dribbling, Maya Collins. And she rattles it home. Oh, great play by Collins to twist in the middle of the lane and let it fly. 7.5 to go. Buchanan brings it up, indicating the play. Buchanan and Bright is really good up top. Now cross white down low. Fouled by Kabakong, I believe. Yes. Hits the bottom of the backboard. And with 7:16 left in the contest, Isabel will go to the line. 64-46. Isabel on the line. First one's perfect. One better than perfect. What's one better than perfect? Look that up. Might show a video of Isabel shooting free throws. Oh, the second one's even better. They both went down. Perfect stroke from cross white. Darkesel on the way, left side. And the score on the play comes from Maya Collins. She's got 8 points. A couple of great plays down low by the Golden Eagles. Into the corner, Sawyer, dribble drive, heaves it over to Buchanan. Thinking three. Oh, she broke off everybody and ran it in from the baseline. Timeout, Tim Lacoste. 68-48 with 6:41 left in the ballgame. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide from Dominican University of California. Back in 30 seconds with more DU hoops from the 2026 season. Glad you're with us, everybody, on a rainy day here in San Rafael.
Hey, y'all, this is Janaya Sawyer, number 25. You're listening to DU Women's Basketball right here on Penguin Radio. Tune in.
Thank you very much, Janaya. 68-48 with 6:41 left in the contest. Penguins come in today 3-2 in conference. Both squads exactly the same conference record. 4-2 for one of them. Penguins right now lead it by 20 with 6.5 left in it. Cadence Tarrant between the circles up top. Oh, she finds a wide open, sprinting under the bucket, Maya Collins. A little too much window came off the back iron. The Penguins with another good rebound. Penguins averaging 38.5 rebounds a game. They just keep up the pressure down low. Tim Lacoste. And if you listen to our regular show after every Penguins win, when the coach sits in with me, always talks about defense as our best offense. And that is the truth showing itself here today. Kalen will head to the line. Man, the first one is perfect. She's now 2 for 2 on the night. Buchanan, a sure-handed veteran. Makes them both. Buchanan's third year with Lacoste and just really getting good all the time. You just see it every game, getting better. Penguins now on D. Oh, a great dribble drive into the corner. No look, kick out, left side. Tarrant, 13-footer is deep. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Three ball, Kiernan, wide right. And a foul on the rebound attempt. This is on Maya Collins, the junior from Cypress, California. 70-48. And that's the fourth personal on Collins. 5:35 left in the game. We'll have Tim Lacoste on at the end if the Penguins manage to hold on here. But with 5:20 to go in the game, they're looking pretty good. Layup left side. A lot of contact against Sawyer. And the layup is deep. Quickly to the other end, and the Concordias are working very quickly in transition now, as they need to, trailing by 22. Cross White picks up her second personal. All Isabel's done today is rack up 25 points to lead all players by a ton. 25. On the line, Kiernan. And it's her birthday, no less. 25 points so far for Crosswhite. Happy birthday, Isabel. And the second one's good. So now with 14 points, Kiernan is back on defense, and the Penguins' lead is 20. 5 minutes exactly left in the contest. Aaron Bright way out on the left wing. Dribble drive on the baseline. No, Crosswhite with the rebound puts it back up short. Cadence Tarrant hauls it in. Penguins back on D. Darkow brings it up. Good foot control. Darkow works the ball nicely to the top. Now kicks it out. Now into the corner. Three ball way out there. Kabakong with a great three from the corner. Kabakong, the senior out of Woodland Hills, California. A brilliant stroke there. The Eagles creep 3 points closer, 5 unanswered. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the game. Sawyer straight away. Good look, top of the key. A long two is good, 72-53, 4:05 to go in the game. And the Penguins back on defense, Kiernan. Oh, top of the key. Kiernan kicks it out to Darkow, and that goes from the top of the key for a huge tray ball. 72-56. Left side, Sawyer lowers the shoulder, bodies in, loose ball. Nobody goes after it. Collins finally reaches in to the middle of the lane and grabs it. Kabakong brings it up out on the right wing. 3.5 left in the ball game. Oh, wide open. Kiernan, close range, 10-footer, no. Just took a step back and floated it in wide right. Sawyer, she gets jammed up on the side of the lane. Has to kick it out now to Buchanan. Back over to Sawyer on the near side, 3:10 to go. Sawyer has one player to beat over the top of Maya Collins. And Sawyer left-handed, just backed in, stepped around Collins and managed to get it to go. Though the defense was there, inside of 3 minutes left in the game. Kabakong works it down to Kiernan. And all the Penguins fall on it. and a jump ball. 2:46 left. Sofia Diego has come into the ball game in place of Kaylin Buchanan. Buchanan, with some great work today, leaves the court with 7 points and one personal foul. Maya Collins will take a break, and Hanavella will re-enter. Number 14. 2:46 left. A little squeegee action going on. Now they got everything cleaned up, and we're back underway. Right side inbounds. Dark Kyle with a 12-footer, and that goes. She's got 11 points to lead all Golden Eagles on the floor at the moment. Penguins back on the move now with 2.5 minutes to go. 74-58. High dribbling left side, and a foul on the play by Jamia Sawyer. So Jamia and Janiyah on the floor at the same time. Jamia will head to the line. Sawyer, 3 for 4 from the line so far tonight. She's got 2 coming with 2:24 to go. Wide left. Very close, but not quite. Back on the line for the second of two, and that is perfect. Nothing but swish. Adia Walker prepares to enter the game with 2:20 to go in the game. Clock rolls, 75-58. Penguins on defense. 2:10 in the game. Dark Kyle down low. Kicks it out to Vella. Now top of the key. Gabakon kicks it out right side. 3 ball on the way. Oh! Elena Klemp follows it in and rattles it home on the putback. Klemp has 5 points inside of 2 minutes now. Penguins are just going to slow things down and start working the clock. Cross white to Adiego in the corner. And with 4 seconds on the clock, she takes it off the window. A little too much glass. Our next broadcast comes on the 8th as the Penguins welcome in Hawaii Hilo for a 5:30 tip-off. Timeout on the floor. Nope, no timeout. Thought it was an official timeout. But Cross White will leave the floor on her birthday with 25 points. 75-60 as Cross White celebrates all kinds of different ways. Her birthday and a record scoring number here at Dominican. Yeah. It's not an anomaly, she's that good. Frankly, not that surprising. She's just been playing great. 25, a bunch of assists, a bunch of steals. Right side, Aaron Bright. Oh, foul off ball is committed by Adia Walker. 1:06. And the Penguins' lead is 15. Kabakon will bring it up on the right side. See if we can't get Tim Lacoste in here between games for our regular series of Coast to Coast with Coach Lacoste. Kabakon, left side, gets the rebound and a whistle as everybody was going after the ball as hard as they could. Sawyer with the rebound. Janiyah. That is. Get there, Sol. Get there, Sol. Penguins now back on defense and a whistle before the 3 ball is launched. Way out on the left side by Elena Klemp. Elena knocked it down too, but they waved off the basket as it was in the air. Foul on the play is committed by Kabakon off ball. 45 seconds left in the contest, and the Penguins lead it by 15. Aaron Bright drives right side. It's a little bit deep. She comes up, looks at the coach. Where was the foul? And apparently there wasn't one. So the Penguins now with 30 seconds left. Kaba Kong. Three ball, limp-wristed and good left wing. 75-63, Kaba Kong has 6 points. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds left in the game. Jamia way out there. And she'll go to Bright at the top of the key, in between the circles, and the Concordias will not contest it. And the Penguins are going to move to 4-2 in conference with the win. Concordia, there's the buzzer. Concordia goes to 3-3. And if you want to hang out for a moment, and we hope that you will, you can hear from good old Tim Lacoste, the head coach of the Penguins. And so coming up in just a moment, we'll have Tim Lacoste. Can you hold off? Thank you. 75-63, the final, as both teams are coming by. Thank you very much. All right, very good. Concordia ladies, good job tonight. Thank you, thank you. All right, it's great. A bunch of good sports. The Concordias came by and acknowledged us on Media Row. Cress White on her birthday leaves the floor with 25 points. Here she is right here. We'll get Tim Lacoste here. Isabel, way to go. 22 years old for Cross White. All right, way to go. Good game today. That was awesome. All right, thank you. We'll get Tim Lacoste here in just a moment. Very nice. Cross White on her 22nd birthday. Just so wonderful. All right. Is this for me or is that for him? Can I have one? He's got one. Thanks. All right. Here comes the coach, everybody. Coast to coast with Coach Lacoste right here on Penguin Radio. Every time the Penguin women win, we find the coach. And where is he? We'll have him here in just a moment. As promised. Okay. How about now, Coach? You got me?
Gotcha.
Put that mic close to your mouth, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. And don't ever call me sir.
Yes, do.
First off, I don't have a lot to offer here because I only saw the fourth quarter and a little of the third quarter, having gotten stuck in a flood out in East San Rafael, and I had to have AAA come and tow me out of the middle. It never happened in my life.
Stu, I was looking. I go, where's Stu? It had to be a flood or a fire or some national disaster.
Yes, only a disaster could keep me away.
I don't think you've ever missed a game.
Not a women's game in 26 years.
Yeah.
I missed a couple of men's games back in 2002.
You had me nervous today.
Well, I was nervous that I wasn't going to make it, and thank God that I did, because this was a good one. Kind of payback from the game 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you tell me, what worked today? What was so great, other than the obvious, and that's Isabel Crosswhite with 25 points?
Well, I think we took better care of the ball. We were down there, really got sloppy with it, and they capitalized on that. So today we took better care of the ball. We were able to set our defense and played much better.
When you say played much better, what's that mean?
Took better care of the ball, got smart shots, and played defense really sound.
13 for 23 from the line. How do you feel about that?
Surprised. I'm happy we got to the line. Yesterday we shot 80%. We've been shooting really well in practice. So today was a little abnormal. So we make those 10 free throws, and it's, you know, 20-plus point win.
You know, you're at 68.4 free throw, and today you're at 56.5, but it's one of those games where you played so well in the early going. That was one you could overcome. And I guess that you as a head coach are probably always juggling. What are we strong with today when we need to overcome some areas where we're short? Because not every day is your best day.
Yeah, we want to give Isabel some more minutes, not just because it's her 22nd birthday, which it is.
She's been playing great. She sure has.
She was 3-for-3 last game and 10-for-13 tonight. Finishes with 25 points, 11 rebounds, no turnovers, and 2 steals. That's a great line.
And she only took one attempt from beyond the arc and made it.
Oh, she can shoot. She's a really good shooter. And it stretches the floor. So, you know, it's really, really great to see her and the team do well today.
picked up two rebounds along that line, and 25 points. That's got to be her high mark so far. But you know, it's not that surprising because she's been playing great.
Yeah, you know, she said, "Coach, I'm ready. I'm ready." She's been proven in practice, got her opportunity today, and capitalized on that.
You got Hilo coming up in 5 days here at the Conlon Center. How do we prepare based on this game? Or does this game in the past, and we don't use this game as we prepare for the next one?
No, we're building on this, and the Point Loma, you know, those are the two teams that beat us. So now we've beaten every team we played. And, you know, I think we play really well at home. You know, I think Sister Marion's helping us here. And so we want to keep building on that. Hilo's a big game. You know, last year they came in here and hit a bunch of threes against us and maybe cost us NCAA tournament bid. So I'm going to remind the team of that, and we'll be ready.
Yeah, as I recall, it was six in a row right out of the gate, or it was just raining threes all of a sudden, because sometimes teams get hot like that.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, yeah. And when you mentioned Sister Marion, just for anybody who's not aware, we lost the great Sister Marion Irvine before the start of the season, who was really kind of a co-captain. She was a spiritual captain for sure of the team. And in fact, her chair is right here next to me with her picture on it. And along those lines, most of the players on your team knew Sister Marion. But do you talk about her a lot, her spirit, her energy? Because she was a great athlete, an Olympian.
Yeah, Sister Marion was a great role model for us, very inspirational. You know, the returners knew her well. The new players didn't get the opportunity to meet her, but they understand the spirit that she brought to the team and our campus. They've embraced that. We have her picture on the board, you know, with grace, gratitude, and grit. That's what she's all about, and I think our team has been inspired by that.
For those of you who might want to look up Sister Marion Irvine from Dominican University of California, the posts are extensive if you were to Google her, Sister Marion Irvine. Well, it seems like a fitting way to end this conversation. It's a good game. I'm glad I saw the end of it. When I walked in, I saw the Penguins had a 17-point lead. Yeah. And that, you know, considering I haven't missed a game in all these years, I thought, oh, man, don't make this the one.
Right.
Especially because I knew it was a big game.
Yeah,
right?
No, appreciate that. And appreciate everybody who came out. I know the conditions aren't good. You might want to give a road report. I saw some flooding on the 101.
Well, wouldn't you know that I did my pregame notes at home hoping to beat the tide, because I usually do them here. And as it turns out, I'm sitting in 2 or 3 feet of water, dead car, people going past me in trucks. And I realized I went out at the peak of high tide, the worst possible time. Thankfully, though, we have AAA.
Yeah, a great story and memory. But, yeah, I hope everybody's safe out there. I saw some craziness on the road, too. And that's no joke.
No, and tomorrow's supposed to be worse. FYI, if you're in San Rafael, tomorrow is supposed to be worse.
Stay safe out there, and hope to see you all next week, Thursday and Saturday, at the Conlon Center.
Thank you very much, Coach. Another edition of Coast to Coast with Coach Lacoste after the Penguins win tonight 75-63, improving their record to 4-2 in conference. All right, the men are coming up in 40 minutes. We'll have it for you in its entirety right here on Penguin Radio.